Ever heard of a self-made millionaire in tech, but like way before Silicon Valley was even a thing?
Yeah.
We're not talking some MIT hotshot here.
All right.
This is a kid from Flint, Michigan,
Right.
back in the 70s, sketching out blueprints in the back of a classroom.
And get this, those weren't just doodles. That was him planning out his future company headquarters. Talk about vision.
Okay, so buckle up because we are diving deep into this guy's memoir. And
Yeah.
trust me, this is not your average rags to riches story. This is ambition, resilience. This is building a multi-million dollar company from the ground up.
And it really makes you think, how can one person dream so big and actually pull it off? What's the secret sauce?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So picture this. Flint, Michigan, the 1970s. Our guy's just a kid, but he's down in the basement tinkering away,
Oh, yeah.
surrounded by electronics.
See, his dad, World War II vet, loved gadgets, electronics, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Their basement, it was like a playground for a young inventor.
Right. Talk
Yeah.
about an impact. Like his dad was basically setting the stage without even realizing it.
Totally. And this kid, he wasn't just messing around. He had a plan, even a timeline. He was going to be a free man by 41, sell his company, live life on his terms.
Wow, free man. That's telling. You can just hear that entrepreneurial spirit even back then.
Oh, yeah. And he stuck to it. Fast forward to 1995. Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Okay.
And he walks out of a lawyer's office, $30 million richer. Just sold his company, Telecom Analysis Systems, the one he built brick by brick.
Talk about a Thanksgiving miracle, but this wasn't some overnight thing.
No.
This was 12 years of hard work, smart decisions, and a whole lot of hustle.
He talks about his team in the memoir, his co-founders, how they were all in it together. It reminds you, even when you're driven, you need a good team to really hit it big.
Totally. And he doesn't downplay the role of mentors either. He actually says, and this is a quote, "We all, if wise, absorb every ounce of skill and insight we can." I love that. Seeking guidance isn't weakness, it's wisdom.
Right. And here's where things get really interesting. He doesn't just see this as his personal victory lap. For him, it was a social experiment.
Okay. What do you mean?
This was a black entrepreneur in a business world that, let's face it, was pretty white back then. He
Wow.
wanted to see what's possible. He even used the phrase proving ground, which speaks volumes.
Wow. So it's not just about building a company, it's about breaking barriers, proving a point.
Exactly. Suddenly, the story goes beyond just one guy's success, right? It's about race. It's about opportunity. It's about the reality of the business world then, and maybe even now.
It's like he's using his success to dig deeper, you know, like shining a light on these bigger issues.
Yeah, totally. And this is where his story takes a turn. It goes back to a moment in his family history that, looking back, totally shaped his path. It all comes down to his mother and an act of defiance in a segregated Georgia hospital.
Whoa, okay. So we're talking about how these seemingly random events can have a huge impact. What happened?
So picture this, his mom, she's a nurse in this hospital, right? And one day she decides to use the whites-only restroom.
Oh, wow.
This one act, it caused a huge uproar. Their family actually had to pack up and move north for their safety.
It makes you think if they'd stayed in Georgia.
Totally. This was the reality of segregation back then.
Yeah.
Who knows if his dad would have the same chances, the same path to that basement workshop, you know?
And would our guy have even been exposed to all that tech stuff as a kid? Mind-blowing how one event can change everything.
It really is. And it's not just about the electronics, right? It's the whole environment. Flint, Michigan, back then, it was a hotbed for engineering, manufacturing.
So you've got this kid already curious, thanks to his dad, and he's growing up in a place where those skills are in demand.
Precisely. Talk about preparation meeting opportunity. He was ready because of his upbringing, and the opportunity was right there.
It really challenges that whole self-made idea, doesn't it? Like, it takes hard work, yeah, but it also takes being in the right place at the right time, having those doors open for you.
Right. 100%. And speaking of opportunity, think about him selling his company in 95. It was a power move. He could have held on, maybe made even more, but he knew what he wanted. Remember that free man goal.
He was laser focused on that even back in high school.
And he achieved it. But he also talks about how selling the company, it wasn't just about the money. It was about staying true to himself, to his values.
How so?
He was starting to see the ugly side of the tech world, you know, the cutthroat mentality, the constant pressure. He wanted something different.
It's refreshing to hear that, especially in tech where it seems like it's all about the bottom line.
He actually uses the phrase study anthropology to describe this next chapter of his life, which I thought was interesting.
Anthropology, what's the connection there?
He explains it as wanting to observe, really learn about the world, connect with it on a deeper level.
So he builds this tech empire, and then he wants to deconstruct the whole system.
In a way, yeah. He's taking his experience, his unique perspective as a successful Black entrepreneur, and using it to examine these bigger issues. Race, opportunity, the American dream, the whole shebang.
So it's like, okay, you've achieved success, but now what? What does it all mean?
Exactly. And that's what he's trying to figure out.
It takes guts to walk away from that kind of success and chase something totally different. What stuck with him after all that? What did he learn?
He talks about how the whole experience really made him rethink his success. You know, the American dream, all that. Like, it's not just about the money. It's about finding your passion, using your position to actually make a difference.
Because he could have just kicked back, enjoyed the millions. But no, he wants to inspire others, give back.
Especially young Black entrepreneurs. He really wanted to show them, look, this is possible. Share his journey, the good, the bad, and offer some guidance.
Representation, right? Paving the way.
Exactly. And he's honest about the challenges he faced being Black in that world. Like, he wants to have those uncomfortable conversations about race, about opportunity, the barriers that are still there.
He even admits luck played a part in his own success, acknowledges that not everyone gets the same chances. Like his dad, the workshop, growing up in a place that valued those skills.
And his mom, right. Her act of defiance. Crazy how that one event changed everything.
It makes you wonder how many people out there, they've got the drive, the ambition, but the doors just aren't open for them.
He doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but he's asking those tough questions about fairness, about leveling the playing field. It's like he's challenging all of us to look at our own biases, see how we can make things more just, more equal.
Yeah, like recognizing your own privilege and then using it to lift others up. It's a powerful message. The story, it stays with you.
Definitely. Inspiring, thought-provoking, and a good reminder that sometimes the biggest lessons, they're not found on a balance sheet.
And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive.
Until next time.